as we contemplate the love of hierarchy and of the master for the chela. And we feel that love whereby the master says, I cannot leave thee, I will not leave thee. We see how that love comes forth from the Father, Mother, God, as when Jesus took his leave of his disciples, he said, I will not leave you comfortless. Behold, the Comforter will come, who will teach you all things. The Comforter, as the Holy Spirit, gives us that teaching whereby we are not left alone to drift in our own sea of impurities, our own subconscious, our own karma. We are not left alone because the teacher has left the teaching. One of the greatest examples of the love of hierarchy that I have found is the teaching on the cosmic clock. The cosmic clock is the Comforter. It is that agency of the Holy Spirit that remains with us even as the masters ascend, the angels ascending and descending on the ladder of life. It gives me great pleasure then today to give you the teaching on the clock. The cycles that unfold in this clock are cycles of love, the love whereby we ascend, the love whereby the consuming fire of all who have gone before us transmutes those elements that are not desirable, that are not permissible in the hallowed circle of the Om. May I begin with a poem that has always been dear to me, and I'm certain dear to you, of Robert Frost, which conveys the cycles and the fiery core and the burden of karma that is upon us. Stopping by woods on a snowy evening. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near, between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sounds the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep. The snowy evening represents the fiery core of the I Am Presence, out of which the soul descends, cycling over the cosmic clock, its cosmic destiny. And here we find ourselves at a certain point in that destiny. We stand on a point of the clock, and we cannot tarry in our cups, for we have miles to go, promises to keep. We have cycles to turn, commitments to meet, to lords of flame, to hierarchies, to humanity. And before we lay this mortal form to rest and shuffle off this mortal coil, we must fulfill those promises, and we have many miles to go. The first impulse of the cosmic clock, which I was given, came to me very early in this life. As a tiny child, as I lived the year, I saw myself walking on a circle. And around the year I would walk day by day. And I would remember dates and experiences according to where I had stood on this giant circle where my soul was walking. After I became a messenger for the Brotherhood, Mother Mary came to me and showed me this cosmic clock. It begins with the fiery core of the Om and your own twin flames. It begins with the circle, the hallowed circle of the One. Out of this hallowed circle, the ovoid of your own I Am Presence and the I Am Presence of your twin flame came forth The fiery ovoid, the wholeness of God, produces that focal point of the twain of Alpha and Omega. Father, Mother, God, carrying the torch of life, going forth to carve a cosmic destiny. Therefore, out of the whole single circle that represents infinity, we see the halves. The two I am presence then have the polarity, the plus and minus, the electronic blueprint of life for twin flames with a cosmic destiny. Out of each of these, which become circles, the Alpha and the Omega, there descends a soul, counterparts of the monad. The soul then descends into mater, is clothed upon with coats of skins. That is a term allegorically used in Genesis. It means the four lower bodies. Four lower bodies, frequencies to realize the four aspects of the circle, the four quadrants of the whole, the four lower bodies that surround the soul, enable us to experiment with the alchemy of fire, which is the white, the first quarter of the circle, of air representing the plane of the mind with the frequency of yellow, of water representing the plane of the feeling world and the pink flame, the pink frequency, and finally of earth, the physical precipitation. And so we come, trailing clouds of glory, and those who have gone before us in the early root races, who descended into form, did not put on the density which we now wear because their consciousness never entered into the area of relativity, of the energy veil that is called evil, which is created by man, by his free will, through the misuse of the sacred fire. And so twin souls descending from the twin flames of the I Am Presence in the early root races ascended back to that fiery core without ever having created what we are going to diagram today, which is known as the electronic belt. The electronic belt is a circle of energy that is below the heart, that is a negative spiral of all misuses of the sacred fire that have ever gone forth from your being, consciousness, and world, from your chakras, from your four lower bodies, during your sojourn in the plane of matter. When we chart this cosmic clock of karma, as Mother Mary gave it to us, it is an opportunity to see day by day what the initiations of the sacred fire will be, how we will meet, challenge, conquer, transmute the cause and core of every form that we have deposited in matter as an energy veil, as an illusion, as a chimera, is that which seems to be but is not. As long as we are going out from the center of oneness, sowing the seeds of karma, we do not have these daily confrontations of initiation. But when we determine at a particular point on the path of that sunbeam going from the central sun that we will turn, make an about face, and go back to the fiery core of the I Am Presence, then we find strewn along the path that we have walked for tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of years, all of the sowings, all of the things that we have carelessly dropped, our idle words, cruelties, sins of omission and commission, thoughtlessness, strife. Not only that which we have done individually, but that which we have done collectively as part of the life wave of group souls which we have come with into incarnation. And so it is like going out from God is downhill. It's easy going out. It's easy to be careless about how we treat life. But going back, it's uphill all the way. Uphill over the bumps and the boulders and the mountains of our karma. We take the mountain of karma, as the masters have told us, and by the alchemy of the cosmic clock, won by fervent Application to the fires of the Holy Spirit. We create the pyramid of life. That great pyramid of life is the ascending spiral of our oneness. The cosmic clock is marked according to 12 cycles. You see, it has become the four, and from the whole to the half to the four to the 12 is simply a further breaking down of the individualization of the God flame. It means that frequencies are becoming articulate. They are becoming defined, and solar hierarchies are holding the pivot point for the release of that cosmic energy from the fiery core of Alpha and Omega. We see then that our cosmic clock, divided into four quadrants, becomes the 12, and each of the four quarters becomes a threefold flame. That threefold flame is the same flame that burns within our heart. This diagram shows us that in each side of the pyramid, in each of the four lower bodies, we must balance the threefold flame. We must balance the expression of the threefold flame. The threefold flame is what it is according to our qualification. Because of the energy veil, or what we call effluvia, lodged in each of the four lower bodies, the threefold flame does not always shine with the same balance in the memory, the mind, the feelings, or the physical body. We all have our strong points. Some of us are strong mentally. Some have a very strong etheric body, a fiery body, a fiery blueprint. Others are strong in the heart and the feelings, and others have the maximum health and flow of energy in the physical form. All of the four lower bodies must be perfected as vehicles of the sacred fire of the threefold flame in the heart. The impediments which block the flow of the sacred fire in these four lower bodies also block the flow of light within the chakras. Therefore, the cosmic clock is a means of diagramming the mastery of the chakras, as well as the transmutation of karma and the charting of the daily initiations. Taking these 12 points, we see that they are governed by 12 solar hierarchies. Some of you may be accustomed to making a chart for the world's astrology. You will note that the cosmic hierarchies are placed on the chart according to the clockwise direction, beginning at the 12 o'clock line and beginning with the hierarchy Capricorn. That is a hierarchy, let us remember. It is a hierarchy which releases the light energies, the photic light of God power, through the constellation, the configuration of stars that we see and call Capricorn. The stars are not the hierarchy. The hierarchy simply uses these, as well as many other stars, to release that energy. Your causal body has a focal point for the release of energy of the hierarchy of Capricorn, and your four lower bodies are capable of releasing that flow if you can transmute all impediments to that flow. You will see then that if you would make that chart, and you are welcome to draw the diagram as the lecture is being given and to keep it in your notes. Drawing this diagram then, you would place the hierarchy of Aquarius on the 1 o'clock line, the hierarchy of Pisces on the 2, the hierarchy of Aries on the 3, the hierarchy of Taurus on the 4, the hierarchy of Gemini on the 5, the hierarchy of Cancer on the 6, the hierarchy of Leo on the 7, the hierarchy of Virgo on the 8, the hierarchy of Libra on the 9, the hierarchy of Scorpio on the 10, and the hierarchy of Sagittarius on the 11. Each of these hierarchies releases a frequency of the Godhead. We are intended to become this sundial, this cosmic clock. We are intended to create the spiral within the heart, to release the spiral that forms the clock, to become that pinwheel that whirls in time and space, delivering into the planes of Mater all of these frequencies in exact measure in the cadences of the cosmic heartbeat. This is cosmic flow. It is flowing now, this very moment, from your causal body. Yet very meagerly are we the recipients of the flow unless we have that attunement which is called cosmic consciousness. Let us consider now the quadrants, the four quadrants, as these become the action of Father, Mother, Son, and Holy Spirit. These four aspects show into which four categories the 12 hierarchies flow. The Trinity of Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, or Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is a trinity that corresponds to many aspects of the flow of energy. Here on this chart, we show it corresponding to the four lower bodies. The mother is the key in mater and in spirit to the release of the energy of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The mother is the catalyst. She is the fiery core out of which these energies flow. Therefore, the mother has a particular relationship to Father, to Son, to Holy Spirit. And through her, the Trinity becomes the squaring of the circle in mater. The Trinity is the spiritual threefold flame, the sacred fire aspect of the Godhead. To bring this into manifestation in the planes of matter, we must have what is known as the squaring of the circle, the crystallization of the God flame. The mother is the crystal whereby the Trinity becomes physical, tangible, workable in the four lower bodies and in the chakras. Saint Germain, in his studies of alchemy, has noted the four aspects of the circle of life, and he has given the Father the name of the impersonal impersonality. This will give you an idea of the concept of what the first quadrant is and what the three hierarchies who govern that quadrant consist of. The hierarchies of Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces fall in the first quadrant, the fire body. The impersonal impersonality is pure fiery energy without individuality, without personality. It is the fire of the law. It is the photic energy that flows. We all think of Father as being a little less personal than Mother. We think of the Father aspect of God as remote, even though he is not remote. This remoteness is not a far-offness, but it is an impersonal quality which is contained in the lawgiver and in the absolute perfection of the I Am Presence. We move one turn, one 90-degree angle of our 360-degree circle, and we come to the place where the impersonal impersonality as flow becomes the impersonal personality, the Christed One, the Word incarnate. This is on the Aries line of the clock. And under this frequency of the mind of God that has become the mind of Christ is the mastery of the hierarchies of Aries, Taurus, and Gemini. We see in the figure of Jesus the Christ an impersonal personality. He is a personality, and yet he is impersonal. It is that midpoint between Father and Mother, the place where Alpha and Omega meet to give birth to the divine man-child. The Christ personified in Jesus with the warmth and the love, and yet a certain distance, a certain quality of sternness, this moving between the Father and the Mother, which we find so satisfying in the man Jesus. This also defines the individual Christ self. That is the 3 o'clock line. Coming to the 6 o'clock line, which marks the third quadrant, the emotional body, the feeling world, the love aspect of being, we find the Mother and the personal personality. The Mother is the most personal personality of the Godhead that we can conceive. We know her intimately. She is one with us all of our lives. The one we are closest to is Mother. We live in the cosmic womb of the Virgin. Our own earthly mothers portray that vibration and that light. When mastering the feeling world, then, it is the personal personality of the Godhead which we become aware of. Finally, in the mastery of the physical, the cloven tongues of fire give us the action that is necessary to coalesce atoms in the plane of matter, the plane of earth. Here the blending of Alpha and Omega produces the Holy Spirit, twin flames, cloven tongues of fire, the union of your own twin flames, the wholeness of the Om whereby you can bring into manifestation below all that is above. Now, as we study the cosmic clock, we will see that at different periods of our lives, during different initiations, we are required to put on and become the mantle of each one of these phases of the Godhead. Under the Mother, we are mastering the energy of the hierarchies of Cancer, Leo, and Virgo, and under the Holy Spirit, that personal impersonality, we are mastering our initiations under the tutelage of the hierarchies of Libra, Scorpio, and Sagittarius. Now, I say under the tutelage because these cosmic hierarchies are the teachers, supreme teachers of mankind, and they give their teachings to us through ascended masters in the scale of hierarchy who have volunteered not only to hold the flame for these hierarchies, for the evolutions of this solar system, but also to teach the way of the testing of these masterful beings from the central sun, the 12 solar hierarchies. We will see then that masters that we are familiar with occupy the 12 points on the clock to lower into manifestation the 12 qualities of the solar hierarchies. The 6.04 decree shows you these masters and their God qualities. In section A, you will see the 12 o'clock line is presided over by the great divine director. And you will see in section C that the quality on that line is God power. This means that the great divine director is holding the focus of the hierarchy of Capricorn and their flame of God power for the evolutions of this world. This means that when our initiations come under that hierarchy, we directly face the great divine director and receive our teachings, our examination under his rod. The seven archangels assist him in this. Standing for the Aquarian age under the Aquarian cycle is beloved Saint Germain holding the focus of God love on the 1 o'clock line. For the Piscean dispensation in that hierarchy on the 2 o'clock line is beloved Jesus and the flame of God mastery which he proved. On the 3 o'clock line, the line of the Son of God, the only begotten one, is the sun presence of Helios and the great central sun magnet focusing God control. That magnet is the God control of the flow of life through us, of the flow of the energy of the Logos. That is the quality we must outpicture under the hierarchy of Aries. On the 4 o'clock line, under the hierarchy of Taurus, is God obedience, beloved Godfrey, whose mastery of the flame of obedience makes him eminently qualified to deliver to us that flame of God obedience and to give us the initiations of love under the hierarchy of Taurus. Beloved Elmoria holds the position in Gemini on the 5 o'clock line, governing the energies of God wisdom and testing us in those twin flames of Gemini, the Alpha Omega cycle, which comes through on that 5 o'clock line. Serapis Bay, Hierarch of the Ascension Temple, with the Seraphim and Cherubim, initiate us in the white fire core of the Mother, the flame of purity, which we call God Harmony. To master the Mother Flame on the 6 o'clock line, we must master the flow of harmony. We must be able to hold the reins of harmony in our four lower bodies. This is not an easy testing inasmuch as it is a testing of the water element, the energy in motion. It requires that we keep harmony in motion when for some it is difficult enough to keep harmony while standing still. On the 7 o'clock line is the Goddess of Liberty, who is the spokesman of the Karmic Board and the Lords of Karma. They hold the key under the hierarchy of Leo. And the flame is God gratitude. The Goddess of Liberty once said that immigration is I am gratitude in action, as she holds her lamp in the port of New York welcoming immigrants. So gratitude on the 7 o'clock line is continually affirming all of the gifts and graces. Our appreciation for life Each time we say, I am grateful, we increase the flow in the feeling body. This plays a tremendous part in the factor of balancing karma. The flame of gratitude is a key in the turning of the cycles of the cosmic clock. And thus we have these powerful beings assisting us on that line. Beloved Lord Lanto in the Grand Teton Retreat with the Lords of Wisdom keeps the flame of God justice under the hierarchy of Virgo on the 8 o'clock line. That is in the feeling body. On the 9 o'clock line, the Holy Spirit hierarchy of Libra is served by mighty victory from Venus and the Lords of Individuality, keeping the flame of God reality for mankind, giving us our initiations in what is real and what is unreal. Beloved Cyclopea and the Lords of Form hold the balance in Scorpio, the power of God vision, the action of that energy released to us as the testing of the all-seeing eye. On the 11 o'clock line, Lord Maitreya, the great initiator, and the Lords of Mind keep the focus for the hierarchy of Sagittarius, testing us in our flame of God victory, the 11th hour, the hour of God victory. Now, what does all of this mean? It is a tremendous concept. It is the most liberating concept after the I Am Presence, the Christ Self, and the Violet Flame, and the knowledge of the spoken word that we have received. Remember, we were speaking about all of this karma that is due on Terra in the next 25 years and that which we are about to face, which we are facing even now. This karma is not punishment, it is opportunity. God does not desire to see mankind fail the test, and he does not create tests out of whimsy, contrive that we will fail. Karma is never, never punishment. It is opportunity to experience that which we have sent forth as a co-creator with God. As a scientist, an alchemist in the laboratory of Mater, we have a right to know the fruits of our experiments. When we let energy flow, we must have a clear indication what is the result of our experiment, or we will not know in the future how to duplicate that experiment or whether or not it is desirable to duplicate it or to cancel it out. The return of karma must be seen as a tremendous joy, an anticipation in the heart, a flame of gratitude that runs to greet the master who comes carrying the weight of karma on the way. How can we have that rejoicing when we are burdened day by day by what seems an enormous punishment, a burden that we do not yet understand is light? The way to understand the joy of the greeting of the master on the way of life, running to greet the lords of karma, is to realize that the flame within the heart, the I Am Presence, is a spiral of energy so intense, a vortex of light enfolding itself, so as to have that momentum to suck into it, to draw into it, and to consume every last jot and tittle of the law of that karmic recompense. Every last vibration, every burden of that karmic weight, whether it is a million years old or if it happened yesterday, that flame is a flaming flame that will not be quenched. So at the fiery core of the circle is that flame of your heart. And as the wheel of the cosmic clock turns day by day and you experience the return, you do not sigh with the burden of the lines of your destiny, but you greet them with the joy of the flame. We see then that God, desiring to see mankind pass these tests, has given the supreme science of the Divine Mother, the cosmic clock.